Welcome to the IELTS Language Lab, brought to you by Peter Travis from IELTSspeaking.co.uk. I should apologise in advance for this particular recording, as I'm suffering somewhat from a cold and my pronunciation may be a little bit muffled. Anyway, in this episode, we're going to listen to Mohammed, who tried one of the free Part 2 practice tests we've published on the IELTS Speaking website. The task was speaking practice 17. Describe a time when you experienced extreme weather conditions. You should say when this was, where you were, what the weather was like, and say how you felt about the experience. Comprehension. The first time you listen, decide if Mohammed answers the question appropriately.
Back in 2013, here in Egypt, in Cairo, I was doing my military service. And it was a really harsh, cold winter in December. And it was one of those winters where actually Egypt got snow for like one time in a million, because it rarely snows here. Especially it snowed around like New Cairo, areas where it was mostly desert. At my military camp, I didn't get much snow, as we got heavy showers and rain. And because at the military camp, the ground was mostly soil, the rain turned the soil into sticky mud. And at night, it was very hard to see because we didn't have any light posts. So we had to rely on flashlights and be very careful where we are stepping so we won't slip into a slippery mud hole and, get our clothes all dirty. It was really a horrific experience for me, and I really wish it never occurred again in my life.
Assessment. Mohammed responded appropriately to the task and everything he said was relevant to the question. However, his talk only lasted about 1 minute, and he should practice giving a fuller answer that gets him closer to 2 minutes. Now listen a second time. How well do you think Mohammed did using the IELTS assessment criteria? That's grammatical range and accuracy, lexical resource or vocabulary, fluency and coherence, and pronunciation.
Back in 2013, here in Egypt, in Cairo, I was doing my military service, and it was a really harsh, cold winter in December, and it was one of those winters where actually Egypt got snow for like one time in a million, because it rarely snows here. Especially it snowed around like New Cairo, areas where it was mostly desert. At my military camp, I didn't get much snow, as we got heavy showers and rain. And because at the military camp, the ground was mostly soil, the rain turned the soil into sticky mud. And at night, it was very hard to see because we didn't have any light posts, so we had to rely on flashlights and be very careful where we are stepping so we won't slip into a slippery mud hole and get our clothes all dirty. It was really a horrific experience for me, and I really wish it never occurred again in my life.
Feedback. Grammatical range and accuracy. Mohammed's use of English was very good, with well-formed statements and very few mistakes. However, can you spot the error in this extract?
And be very careful where we are stepping so we won't slip into a slippery mud hole.
The verbs in this statement should, of course, be in the past tense. Where we were stepping, so we wouldn't slip into a slippery mud hole. Lexical resource. Mohammed's use of vocabulary was excellent, and there were several examples of advanced expressions, such as back in 2013, harsh cold winter, it was one of those winters where, sticky mud, and a horrific experience. There were a couple of occasions where Mohammed used the wrong words. Especially would be better as in particular, as in particular, it snowed around New Cairo. Mohammed should have used hope instead of wish, as he's referring to the future. Fluency and coherence. Mohammed's speech is very fluent indeed. There were no undue hesitations or pauses, and his speech rate and delivery of connected speech was virtually at native speaker level. Pronunciation. Mohammed has very clear pronunciation, and there were no occasions where his pronunciation would cause the listener difficulties. He pronounced stepping as stepping, But apart from this, there were no errors. That's the end of this lesson. Why not try recording yourself answering the same question? You'll find the test on the IELTS Speaking website.